Why suffering? It's an important question, but I think it's one we ask too much. I think it's a truism to say that life is suffering, that life is pain, that sometimes life can be unbearable. And I think we do ourselves a disservice asking the question why so often to something that is so certain in our lives. So what's the question we should actually be asking? What should we be considering? I think it's more along the lines of suffering. What now? What do we do now? See, you are not defined by what happens to you. You are not defined by your suffering. What you bring upon yourself and what happens to you does not define you. What defines you is your response to every individual event of suffering in your life, from the smallest problem to the largest tragedy. Your response is everything. So I see life like a drink. And the drink starts off pretty plain. It's basically just water. But in it goes every aspect of our lives. Time and chance. Corruptible minds, corruptible bodies. The capacity to both feel pain and deal pain. Human nature. The world that we live in. And maybe just a sprinkling of God's will on top. It all goes in there and it's shaken up. And then it's poured into your cup. And it's given to you and you're told, drink. And you look at this drink, man, and it is nasty. It's grey. It's got lumps in it. It's lukewarm. It's super sour. It's got like little hairs in it. You know, not the kind from your head, if you know what I mean. It's nasty, man. And you don't want to drink this. You do not want to drink this. But it's given to you. And you're told, this is your life. Drink. So you start to drink. And it tastes as gross as it looks. It gets stuck in your throat. It makes you feel like you want to puke all the time, but you just can't. And you think, this sucks. And you start looking around, and you notice, hey, look, everyone else has got a drink too. At least I'm not in this alone. But as you look closer, you realize this guy's drink has no lumps in it. This guy's drink has no hairs. This guy's drink is sickly sweet, not super sour. I mean, surely sickly sweet is better than super sour. I mean, come on, how is this fair? How is any of this fair? See, what I'm describing here is the start of the victim mentality. The victim mentality starts with the constant comparison of your life and your situation to those around you. And it ends with a mindset that sounds something like this. Nobody is feeling what I am feeling. Nobody is going through what I am going through. These problems that I have, nobody has these problems. Nobody has any idea what it's like to be me. This mindset will ruin your life. It'll make you lazy. It'll make it impossible for you to reach your full potential and your full spiritual character. It'll make you entitled. It'll make you bitter and resentful to those around you. And it will alienate you from your friends, from your family, and from God. And the problem with this mindset is that it is not completely false. That is the trap of the victim mentality. It is a half-truth. Because you know what? Nobody has any idea what it's like to be you. Nobody is feeling or going through or anything that you are feeling. You are going through things that those around you can only imagine. but you have no idea what it's like to be anyone else either. The person on your left, the person on your right, everyone in your row, everyone in this hall, they're all going through things that you could not possibly imagine. We all have our cup. Welcome to the party. The drinks suck. Now, how should we respond? I think the correct response to suffering comes in three stages: acceptance, responsibility, ownership. Accept that you will suffer. Your life is suffering. Accept that. It's harder than it sounds. Take responsibility for your response. Your response will make or break you as an individual. Take ownership of your life. You are the only one responsible for how your life turns out. Not your friends, not your family, not your parents, not even God. That is on you. Now, the individual that correctly implements these three things has a mindset that sounds something like this. This is my cup. This is my pain. These problems, they are my problems. My response will make me who I will be. This is my life. And you know what? I am absolutely crushing it. Now, if you start to try and implement this mindset into your life, you'll recognize things about yourself that you never knew. God has given you a strength that you never thought you were capable of, a resilience that you never thought possible. And most importantly, you will be able to endure the most unimaginable sufferings. And you notice, I'm not saying look on the bright side, be happy, put a smile on your face. Because you know what? Some things will happen in your life where there will be no bright side, where the experience is entirely negative. So bad that your life can be divided into before that event and after that event. And it'll leave you on the floor, begging for it to end. And that's okay. Because ultimately, your response can turn that negative experience into a positive if you choose. But that's on you. You can become a better individual because of that suffering, or because of that suffering, you'll become irreparably worse. That is your response to choose. Now, there's so many quotes that I could pull out that relate to suffering, but my favorite is Romans 8 verse 18. That says, "For I consider all the sufferings of this life are nothing. All the pain that we can experience, both physical and emotional, is nothing. All the illness that we can go through, physical, mental, is nothing. All the loss and heartache that we can experience is nothing. For I consider that all the sufferings of this life are nothing compared to the glory that awaits us in the next." Cast off your victim mentality. Accept your suffering. Take responsibility for your response. Take ownership of your life. And let's walk to the kingdom together.